And the pasuk continues, Ravi, Elohim loisikalel. Rashi says this lav includes 2 points. Firstly, Hashem, you shall not curse. And second of all, a dayan, a judge, you are not allowed to curse. V'nasi ve'amcha loisar. And a nasi, a leader in your nation, you shall not curse either. It is interesting that the pasuk switches the lashon of cursing. Concerning Elohim, it says loisikalel, a lashon of klalo. And concerning a nasi, it switches to a lashon loisar, a lashon of aror. One has to understand what the pshat is, why the pasuk switches the lashon. Zot Rashi, Elohim loisikalel, harezu azara. This is a warning. Lebirchas Hashem, to curse Hashem. Rashi calls cursing Hashem birchas Hashem, because he does not want to write a lashon of klola by Hashem. So this is a warning not to curse Hashem. Vazara leklola's dying. And also a warning not to curse a judge. Both are included in the lashon Elohim. And the pasuk continues, Mle osecha vidim acha loisa acher. Mle osecha, the obligation that comes upon you when your tefuah ripens and is filled, which is the chiyuv of bikurim, vidim acha, and your truma. And Rashi says he does not understand why truma is called dema. But either way, mle osecha vidim acha, your bikurim and your truma, loisa acher. Do not delay, do not change the order. The order should be, give bikurim first, then give truma, and then give maaser. And do not change the order by giving maaser before truma, and truma before bikurim. B'chor banecha titen li. The firstborn of your children you shall give to me. Which means that after 30 days, you should redeem with 5 shekel, the b'chor, from the kohen. Kentase l'shorcha litzaynecha. So you shall do to the b'chor of your ox or the b'chor of your sheep. Which means to say, just like by Pidyon HaBen, the father holds on to the child for 30 days and doesn't redeem it from the kohen until 30 days pass, so you shall do l'shorcha litzaynecha. Also, when you bring a carbon b'chor from behema daka, like tzayin, the owner holds on to it for 30 days before he brings the carbon. And by shor, it's a little bit longer, it is 50 days. So just like by b'chor, there is 30 days, by shorcha and tzaynecha, there is a minimum of 30 days, behema daka 30 days, and behema gasa 50 days. Shivas yomim yiyah im imoy. For 7 days, the animal should be with his mother. But from the 8th day and on, you can give it to me. Which Rashi explains to mean that even though we just said that you bring a carbon bechor by 30 days or by 50 days, the kohen can rush this and force the owner to bring it earlier, already from the 8th day and on. Now let us see the Rashi's inside. Zot Rashi mele osecha. Choyva hamuteles olecha. The obligation that is upon you, kishitismale tvuasecha, when your produce will be filled, lehispashel, to ripen, and that is referring to behem bikurim. This is referring to the mitzvah of bikurim. Bedemacha hatruma. Dema is referring to truma. Be'eni yodea mahu lashon dema. I do not know why it's called dema. Loisa acher, do not change the order. Loisushana seder hafroshosan. Do not change the order of their separation. La'acher es hamuktim, to delay that which should come first. U'la'aktim, and to advance es hamu'uchor, that which should be done later. Shelo'yaktim truma l'bikurim. One shall not advance truma before bikurim. U'maiser l'truma, and maiser should not come before truma. B'chor bonecha titeli, your firstborn you shall give me, liftoisei b'chamish loim min ha-koyin, to redeem the firstborn with 5 shekel from the koyin. V'alekvar tziva olav b'makam acher. Don't we already know from Parshas Boy and Parshas Korach that there is a din of pidyon ha-ben? Elekidei lismach loy kain tasa l'shorcha, in order to juxtapose this pasuk with the pasuk of kain tasa l'shorcha l'tzonecha, to learn one from the other. Ma b'chor adam, just like the firstborn of a human. La'achar lamed yom paideyu, the din is that you redeem it from the kohen after 30 days, shenema, like it says in Parshas Korach, ufiduyav mi ben chodesh tifteh, and the redemption takes place after a month. Af b'chor behema daka, also the firstborn of a behema daka, like a sheep, mitapil boi lamed yom, he cares for it, the owner cares for it for 30 days, va'achar kach noisnei l'kohen, and then he gives it to the kohen to be brought as a carbon. And the Mefarshim explained that's by Behemoth Daka, but by Behemoth Gasa it is 50 days. Shivas Yomim Iyeh Im Imoy. For 7 days he shall be with his mother. Zu azor lekoyin. This is a warning to the kohen. She'im bo lemaher es karbonai. If he wishes to rush his carbon, lo yemaher koydim shmoina. He is not allowed to rush it before it is 8 days old. Lefishu mechusim zman, because it is lacking in time. It needs a minimum of 8 days. Bayom hashmini titnoi li. On the 8th day, you shall give this animal to me. Yochol yehechoy v'leboy bayom. I might think that it must be brought on the 8th day. Therefore, we learn out nemakan shmini. It says over here. In Parshas Emor it says, from the 8th day and on, it will be wanted as a carbon. Just like the Shmini, the 8th day that is said in Parshas Emor, it is to say that it is kosher to be brought from the 8th day and on. Afshmini ha'omakan lahachshir mishmini ulahalon. Here also, it is not telling me specifically on the 8th day it must be brought. But the pasuk is saying it means from the 8th day and on. V'chein mashmoy, and so is the pshat in the pasuk. Uvayom hashmini ato rishoy litnoi li. From the 8th day and on, you have permission to give it to me, but not that it has to be brought on the 8th day. From the 8th day and on, you can bring it, and if he does not rush it, it is brought on the 30th day, similar to pidyon haben. And the pasuk continues, ve'anshei kodesh. If you will be holy people and separate yourself from the velus and trefois, then tiuli, then you will be mine. But if you do not remain holy and you do not separate yourself from the velus and trefois, then you will not be mine. You will not be part of my nation. What is an avela? An avela is an animal that did not have a shechita. It died by itself. That is called a avela. A trefa is an animal that has a wound, whether it is in the lungs or any part of the body, that will not enable it to live a year. That is called a trefa, and even if you shecht it, the animal is awesome. Uvasar basar de trefa lo seichelu. The simple meaning is like Rashi says, ubasar, and flesh of an animal, basar de trefa, that the animal was ripped apart in the field. Diber hakosav behoive. The pasuk speaks about a usual occurrence where an animal is ripped apart, and that's why it says in the field. So if an animal was ripped apart in the field, to the extent that it will not live a year, loy sechelu, you're not allowed to eat it. That is a trefa, and there is a lav of loy sechelu. Targum Unkelus learns that it is not referring to the lav of trefa, but rather basar min hachai, flesh that was ripped off a live animal, is also to eat. Uvasar basar de trefa, flesh of the animal that was ripped off the live animal, loy sechelu, you are not allowed to eat it. What is the din with this trefa? You should throw it to the dogs. And Rashi says that it does not make sense to say that you can only throw it to a dog, because we see in Parashas Re'eh concerning a nevela that you are allowed to sell it to a guy. And since a nevela is more chamor than a trefa, because not only is a nevela usher to eat, it is also metame. And if the chamor you are allowed to sell to a guy, the cow, which is trefa, you are definitely allowed to sell to a guy. So why does it say to throw it to the dogs? And Rashi says two pshat. One pshat is that to teach you that a dog is more mechubid than a guy. A guy must pay for the nevela, and he's getting the lowest, something that is metama also. And a dog, for free, without payment, gets a trefa, which is on the higher level, which is not metama. A second pshat, Rashi says, the reason why we throw it to the dogs is because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekafeach schar kol beria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wipes away a reward from any creature. And since the dogs, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, did not bark when Klal Yisrael went out, by Makas Becharis, therefore we give the Kelev their reward, and we say that the Kelev can eat the trefa, the ripped apart animal. The Asakeinim Mibali HaToisus learns that it is very appropriate to give the trefa to the Kelev, because the dog is the one that watches the flock, that no animals come to rip apart the sheep or the goats. And since the dog watches the flock, therefore, when one of the flock does get ripped apart by an animal, we say, give that to the dog. Give him his reward for watching the flock the rest of the time. And that is why, specifically, a trefa is given to the dog for a schar, for a reward, for watching the flock, that no trefa should happen all the other times. From Rashi and from the Das Kanim, it is clearly mashma that there is at least an inyan to give a trefa to a dog. According to Rashi, since the dogs did not bark by Yetzias Mitzrayim, And according to Das Kanim, because the dogs are the watchdogs, and watching the flock, that there should not happen any treifas. The Mechas Chinuch brings down in Mitzvah Ein Gimel that there are those that learn that it is more than just an inyan, it is a mitzvah saseh to give the treifa to the dog. He quotes Taisvis in Masech de Yuma, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that says that. And also, so is Mashma in the Piyut of Musif on Shavuos, which starts with the words Ato Hinchalta, where over there it says, Treifa Lahashlich, a treifa is thrown to the dog, Unavela Limkar, and an avela is sold. So we see clearly, it says in the Piyut, Treifa Lahashlich, a treifa is supposed to be thrown to the dogs. And further on this inyan, you can look at the Darkei Tshuva from the Munkacha in Simen Chof Tes, Sif Katan Beis, who discusses this issue. And Rashi says, Pasuk Lamed, V'anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li, Im Ata Kedoshim, if you are holy, Uprushim and separated, Mishkutze Nevelus Utrefes, from the disgustingness and the repulsiveness of Nevelus and Trefes, Harayatem Shali, then you are mine. If not, you are not mine. And that's the way the pasuk is read. V'anshei kodesh, if you are holy people and separate yourself from the veils and treifas, then tiyuli, then you are mine. U'bosor basada treifa, and bosor in the field that is ripped apart. Af bebayis, the truth is, it can be the same halacha if it was ripped apart in the house. Cain, so is the halacha. Elashadiber hakosav behoive, the pasuk is speaking about things that usually happen. Mokam shederach behemas litarif, a place where the animals are usually ripped apart, which is the field. Bechein, where do we find a similar idea? Ki basode motzo. When somebody was mezaneh with an isha, he found her in the field. So that is a place typically where nobody will be around, and that's why it says that they were mezaneh in the field. Bechein, asher lo yatar, he will not be pure. Mikre laila, he had a happening that occurred at night, and that made him tummy. Hu adin lemikre yoim. So is the halacha if this occurrence happened during the day. The pasuk is discussing the usual occurrence, and we have this already many times in this week's parsha. The pasuk says earlier, "Ki yigach shor, a shor will gore, dibar akasa behoive, mechashefa lo sechaya, dibar akasa behoive." Even where women are usually the mechashefa, and also call amanu v'yosaim lo seanun dibar akasa behoive, because they are teshushe koyach, people bother them more. So here too, dibar akasa behoive, where is a does a treifa usually occur? It happens usually in the field. That is the way Rashi learns that this pasuk is referring to an animal that got an injury that will cause it to die within the year, and that is a treifa. V'ungel is tirgum, but Targum learns differently in this pasuk. U'baser detalish minchia cheyusa, and the flesh that was ripped off from a live animal. Baser shenitlash ayidei treifa ze'ev oyari, flesh that was taken off through the ripping and the tearing of a wolf or a lion, oy min chayek shera, oy mi behemek shera, whether it is from a chayek shera or a behemek shera, bechayeha, when they are alive. So that is basar minachai, and basar minachai is also to eat. La kelev tashlich anosei, you throw it to the dog. Af hu kekelev, the goy is also like the dog. You are also allowed to sell a treifa to a goy. Maybe it means only to a dog, and you are not allowed to sell it to a goy. The pasuk says concerning a nevela in Parshas Re'e that you are allowed to sell a nevela to a goy. So the Rashi says that is a kolshgain to a treifa shemuteres b'chol hanois, that it should be mutter with all benefits to sell it to a goy. Why? Because if a nevela, which is more chomer, it is even tameh, you are allowed to sell to a guy. Definitely a treifa, which is not tameh, you are definitely allowed to sell to a guy. Imkei matam alam lakelef. So why does the pasuk say lakelef? On that Rashi answers, lilamedcha, to teach you, shakelef nichbad mimenu, that the dog is more honorable than the guy. And therefore, since the dog is more honorable than the guy, we give him the treifa that is not tameh, and we give him the treifa without paying for it. Masha inkein, the guy, which is on a lesser level, there we give him the nevela, and he also has to pay for it. Some editions in Rashi do not have these words, l'lamedcha sha'akelev nichban mimenu, and the Mefarshim explained that it was taken out by the censors since it had a negative connotation against the goyim, that the kelev is more nichban than them. So Rashi vaitu, u'lamedcha, and it also teaches you, Hakos of the pasuk. She'ena Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekafei aschar kol beria. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not wipe away the reward from any creature. She'ena, because it says in the pasuk by Makis Becharis ulachol bnei Yisrael leyecharas kelim l'shoynoi, that the dogs did not bark at Klal Yisrael. Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu tenu leischari. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, give the reward to the dogs. That is why they get the treifa. So we have two pshatim in Rashi. Either the reason why it says Kelev is to show you that he is more mechubed than the guy, or to tell you that you must give him a reward for what they did by the Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the pasuk continues, Lo sisa shema shov. One should not be mekabel, a false hearing. And Rashi says, two pshatim. Either it means to be mekabel lashon hara, or it means that a dayin is not allowed to hear one baal din before the other baal din comes in. He has to listen to them together. One cannot be there and say his side of the case without the other one standing there also. Al toshes yadcha im rasha liyos eid chamas. Do not place your hand with a rasha who wants to take money from somebody else wrongfully. Liyos eid chamas, to be a false witness for that person. If Reuven wants to steal money from Shimon, don't go and be a false witness for him. Zakt Rashi, Lysisa Shema Shov. Kitagumai, like Targum says, Lysikabel Shema de Sheker. Do not accept a false hearing. Azara le Makabel Lashon Hara. It is a warning to accept Lashon Hara, and also since it's false, it can be considered Maisi Shemra, which is also considered Lashon Hara. Well, the Dayan lo Yishma Divri Baal Din. It is also a warning for a Dayan that he should not hear the words of the Baal Din. Ache Yavoi Baal Din Chavere. Until the other Baal Din comes, you must listen to both of them together. Do not place your hand with the Rasha. This Rasha is making a false claim against his friends that you are promising him to be a false witness for him, and this you are not allowed to do. Do not go after the majority to pervert the halacha. If the majority of Dayanim are perverting the halacha, do not follow them. And do not answer concerning this dintara to twist it. To go after the rabbim that are already twisting it. Do not say, since anyway the majority is corrupt, I'll be corrupt together with them. No. Even though they are corrupt, you shall not be corrupt. That is the pashut pshat in the pasuk. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says another pshat, that this pasuk is coming to teach us that a majority of one is not enough to put somebody to death. Don't go after a majority of one to kill somebody. You must have a majority of at least two. After a majority of two, that's when you can kill somebody. But if the majority is coming to be mezake, to say that the person is innocent, then all you need is a majority of one. In the middle of the pasuk, there are two other ways how to learn. According to Targum Unkelis, V'leisana al riv lintais means, do not answer concerning a riv, it didn't tara lintais, to twist yourself away from the fight and say a psak just in order not to have any problems and have any disputes. V'leisana al riv, do not answer concerning the riv, lintais, to turn yourself away from the riv. But rather, no, you should paskin the halacha correctly, even though there will be a dispute against you and cause some fights. Rashi brings another pshat, v'leisana al rav. Since there is no yud there, v'leisana al rav, do not answer against the rav lintois, to twist away and go against the rav sheba bezdin. There is one person who is called the mufla sheba bezdin, the head of the bezdin, and one is not allowed to argue with him. Therefore, we ask minatzad first. We ask the lower people and the lesser in chashivas, and this way they do not argue against the mufla sheba bezdin. And the last one we ask is the Mufla Sheba Bezdin, and he gives his psak at the end. V'leisana al rav lintois, do not answer against the rav to twist and turn away from what he says. Zakt Rashi inside. Lesia achare rabim lerois. Yesh b'mikvazeh medrashay chachmei Yisrael. There are, in this pasuk, many different drushes in the Gemara. Aval ein loshen ha-mikra meyushav behen al oifanov. But the language of the pasuk does not really fit in so well into the pasuk. Mikan darshu. From here they learn she'ein matin l'choiva. We do not tilt for choiva to say somebody is guilty b'achras dain echad, by the majority of one dain. V'seif ha'mikra darshu, and the end of the pasuk they darshin achri rabim lahatois, that we do go after a rabim she'im yeshnayim b'mechayven yoiser al mezakin, if there are a majority of two that say he's chayiv misa more than the ones that say he is innocent, hita adin al piyam l'chayva. Then we do go after them to kill the person. Uvedina nefashas akos medaber. And that is referring to dina nefashas. The emsa hamikra darshay. And the middle of the pasuk, they dashin v'leisana al riv al rav. Since it says it without a yud, they dash and do not argue with the rav. Shein cholkin al mufla sheba bezdin. You do not argue on the head of the bezdin. Lefikach maschilin b'dinin nefashis min atzad. Therefore, by dinin nefashis, by life issues, we start from the sides, from the zakenim and from the dayonim that are not as great. Lekatanim shebehem, the lower ones. Shoylem tchila, we ask first. Sheyomru es daitam, that they should say what they think. This way they will not be arguing on the Rav Shebebezin. L'fi divrei Rabbi Seinu, and according to the words of our Rabbonim, kach pisro en hamikra. So we translate the pasuk. L'siya achrei rabim l'rois. Do not go after a majority l'rois to kill. L'chayiv misa. Bishvil dayin echon. Because of the majority of one dayin. Sheyirbu hamachayiv en amazakin. That there will be more that say he's chayiv than zakai. V'leisane al rav. Do not answer against the rav. Lintais midvarav, to go against his words. V'lefishu chasu yud darshu by ken. Because there is no yud in the word riv, we dash in rav. But when do we go after rabim? Acharei rabim lahatais. V'yesh rabim shatanoite achareihem. There is a rabim by dinei nefashas that we do go after. V'emosai, and when is this? V'zman shem shnayim hamechriim b'mechayivin yoser min hamezakin. When there are two, a majority of two that say chayiv more than the ones that say Zakai. And since the pasuk says Loisia Acharei Rabim L'Rois, that we do not go after a majority of one. By Misa Shemeani, I can learn from here, Aval Haye Imohem L'Toiva. But a majority of one works L'Toiva to say that he is Zakai, that he is innocent. Mikan Avu, from here they say, Dini Nefashis Matan Alpi Echod L'Schus. Dini Nefashis can be tilted with a majority of one that says innocent. But you need two to say that he is guilty. The uncle is Targum, and Targum explains on the words of Laisana Ariv. Do not refrain yourself to answer what you have to say about a din Torah. Don't just try to twist away in order not to have a dispute. And this is the way the words in the pasuk read according to Targum. If they ask you something concerning a din Torah, do not answer an answer that will twist yourself to one side and remove yourself from the fight. You should judge it truthfully, even though there will be a riv, there will be problems that might come out of it. And I say that this is the meaning of the pasuk, to answer everything in its place according to the simple meaning. And this is the interpretation of the pasuk. If you see rishoyim, dayonim rishoyim, that are tilting the judgment in the wrong way, do not say, since they are a majority anyway, and my word won't have any effect, I will go after them. And that the pasuk says, "V'leisana al riv lintois." Im yisholcha hanidon, if the defendant asks you aloise mishpat concerning this judgment, la'al taneu al riv davar hanoite achrei oisei rabim lahatos etz mishpat mi'amitoi. Do not answer concerning this fight something that will twist after the rabim which are perverting the din. Ela amor oisei mishpat kasher hu. Judge it the truthful way, the way it is. The koilar yehi taloi b'tzavor harabim, and let the chain of punishment hang on the necks of the majority of the rabbim. And the pasuk continues, Midol loyseda berivai, a poor person shall not be glorified in his fight in his din Torah. Do not say, since he's poor, I'll be mezakeh him bedin. So Rashi loyseda, loysach like loykovay lezakoisay. Do not give him honor to favor him in his din Torah. V'loymer, and say, dalhu, he's poor, azakenu v'achabdenu. I will make him zakai. I will make him right. In this way, I will honor him. So the pasuk is saying, do not glorify a poor person. Judge it correctly. Ki sitka, when you will meet shor oyivcha, the ox of your enemy, oychamori, or his donkey, toya, wandering, hoshev tishivenu loy, return, you shall return it to him. Even though this is your enemy's shor or chamor, you shall still be mekayim the mitzvah of hashavas avedim. Ki sire, perhaps you will see chamor soy na'acho, the donkey of you, the one that you hate, Voivets tachas masoi, sitting under his load. V'chadalto mi'azoiv loy, will you refrain from helping the owner unload his donkey? Ozev taziv imoy, surely you will help him unload his donkey. Zogt Rashi. Kisira chamor seina acho. Hare ki mishamish b'loshin dilma. Ki is being used here in a lashon of perhaps. Shehumi dal l'shonish shel shemusha ki, which is one of the four languages that ki is used. V'kaypis roinay. And so is the explanation of the pasuk. Shem o tiracha mori. Roivets tachas masoi. Perhaps you'll see your enemy's donkey sitting under his load. V'chadalto me'azev le'bitzmiya. It's a question. Will you refrain from helping him out? Surely ozev tazev imoy. You will definitely help him out. Azivuzu lashon azara. The word ozav aziva means to help. V'chein atzur saved v'azoiv and helped. V'chein v'yazvu es Yerushalayim arachoyma. They helped Yerushalayim concerning the wall. Malu afar, they filled it up with dirt. Lazoiv to help ulisayeya es choizik hachoymer, and to help the sturdiness and the strength of the wall. So we see the word v'yazvu means also to help. Kayosevoy, similarly we find that ki can mean perhaps, because it says kisoyma bilvavcha. Perhaps you will say in your heart, Rab magoy ho'ela mimeni. The nations are too great and too many for me. Shema tomer kein. Will you say that? Bitzmiya. Like tira mehem. Do not be afraid of them. So we see the same language of perhaps you will say this, and the pasuk says, don't say this. Umidrashe kach doshu rabbi seinu. And the medrash, so our rabbonim explain, kisira v'chodalta. There are times that you will see the load on top of your enemy's donkey, and you can turn away. There are times that you can turn away. There are times that you must help. That's why the pasuk says v'chodalta, and then it says ozev tazin. Hoketzat, how is this possible? Zaken ve'enu lefi chavodot. If it is an old person who it is not according to his honor to help unload a donkey, v'chodalta, then he is allowed to refrain. Another example, behemas nachri, if it is a goy's animal, umasoi shel Yisrael, and the load belongs to a Jew, v'chodalta, then you are allowed to refrain from unloading the donkey. And this is going according to the shita that holds that tzar bali chayim is not d'oraisa, because if tzar bali chayim was d'oraisa, you would not be allowed to have this goy's donkey being stuck under this load. It doesn't make a difference if it's a goy's or not. But since Tzar Bali Chaim is not the Raisa, if it's a goy's donkey, you don't have to help them unload it. Ozev Tazev, he might. Lefare Kamasa. You should help him to take off the load off the donkey. As Targum says, Mi Lemishkale, to remove it. Mi Litoil Masoi Mimenu, to take the load and the burden off from the donkey. And the Mefarshim ask, why concerning the halacha of Ashavas Aveda does the Pasuk say a lashon of Oyevcha, your enemy? And concerning the din of taking the load off the chamor, it says soina'acha, the one that you hate. What is the difference between a oyev and a soine? And I saw a pshat brought down from a sefer Tzioine Derech, who says that an oyev is somebody who keeps his anger in his heart. It is not in the open. His friend does not know that he hates him. He hates him in his heart. A soine is an outwardly hatred that one person has to the other, and the other person knows about it. That is called a soine. Concerning the halacha of unloading the donkey, the owner, the one that he hates, is standing right there. So the oyev, who only hates him in his heart, would definitely help this man unload his donkey, because he doesn't want to show him that he hates him. The hatred is only in his heart. So therefore the pasuk does not speak about oyev, that an oyev should help him unload, because an oyev will definitely help him unload. The chiddush is to tell you that even a soine, one who outwardly hates this other person, he should also go and help him unload his donkey. But concerning the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, where when he walks by in the field and he sees this wandering animal, the owner is not there. The one that he hates in his heart is not there. So even an oyev would turn the other way, and since he hates him in his heart, say, I'm not going to pick up and return this animal to him. Therefore, over there, the pasuk says, oyev, because even an oyev, one who hates somebody in his heart, would turn the other way, since the owner is not present.